hidden around the Sunshine Coast, there are pockets of talent.
Mm.
There are super talented people who have had lives you would not even imagine. In fact, we had one on just last week promoting the local film industry, local legend, Powderfinger drummer Johnny Coggle. Jonathan McCoggill joins us again this morning, following up from the chat we had about Showdown, the Sunny Coast Showdown, which is, of course, the film festival that's happening later on. And we're pretty excited to have him back with us. Good morning, John.
Hey, mate. How are you? And g'day, Ash.
Hello, Johnny. Yeah, good. Good, good, good. Now, you guys have had a pretty cool response from this.
Look, you know, we came in last Tuesday to talk to you guys about the Showdown, you know, about how we've got this trying to develop and nurture all ideas on the coast. And the response after talking to you guys was amazing. So I really wanted to bring up and just say thank you so much for having a massive impact and sort of changing the way things were going for us. Because we didn't. We thought, oh, maybe we don't have enough entries. But suddenly, boom, last week.
That's great.
It's just gone crazy.
Do you know what, though? And sometimes you don't know, or people don't know about these things until you sort of get stuck right in and the community gets behind it. Sam, you're obviously very passionate about this industry as well, because we've got so many talented people here on the Sunshine Coast. And, like, you know, the reason, obviously, why you guys are doing this is to promote that and help nurture our talent here on the Sunshine Coast. So one day, maybe just one day, we might see some big Hollywood producer or some annex superstar like Powderfinger, you know, like
hello.
You know,
I
Johnny.
I think you'll draw them. No,
they're rubbish.
You have to speak to them through their lawyers.
Good play.
Hey, John, when you think about the film game, though, like one of the things we talked about last Tuesday was finding those people who live on the coast that maybe don't even work here. And I think we found that to be very much the case in other industries. The film industry is no different, is it? That there's a lot of people who are choosing to sort of, in many ways, hide out here. But you've had some of them sort of wake up as well and go, okay, yeah, all right, we're going to get involved with this. We're going to mentor and we're going to throw ourselves into it.
We have, yeah. Some people who, I think they were hiding here trying to get away. And you know, the film industry, the movie industry, is easy to be passionate about. And when they heard about this, suddenly their hands went up. Thank you. Can we help? We'd love to help. We'd love to see something like this on the coast. Because I suppose they don't want to have to travel to Melbourne and Sydney, and they don't want to have to sit on a Zoom to Melbourne and Sydney for hours of a day. They want to see something happen here. It's, you know, it's a long road, but, you know, if we get some people behind it who are really into it, like you guys, for instance, then it's really, you never know what could happen, really.
And I think one of the things we talked about last week, I know Adelaide often gets used as a skyline cityscape for many films because it never changes. And I know, and it's one of those things from a film scout, like a location scout point of view, that's one of the reasons Adelaide's popular for that sort of stuff. But the Sunshine Coast really has everything. And we were only just talking about this the other day, Ash.
Yeah.
That whether you want a beach coastal sort of vibe, you've got the best beaches in the world. You know, you've even got that sort of Coromandel Coast vibe thing going on down at Caloundra, and then you've got the metropolitan Sydney Bondi vibe of Noosa, and then you've got everywhere else in between. But then you've also got the hinterland, which you could be in, you know, country England in some of those places up around Montville, Mullaney. The rainforest settings we've got here are just stunning. And then we've got Nambour, which could be Belfast from the 90s, you know. And so you've actually got a whole lot of everything going on in a really small geographical scope, and it's perfect for the film industry.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think we just need some location scouts up here that are interested in it, and maybe one movie. Imagine if we just got one movie that was shot up here that was a big budget one.
Be huge.
And suddenly I think things would maybe start rolling if we were lucky. You know?
What would you want? Would you want like an Adam Sandler-style comedy, John, or would you want maybe a serious furrowed brow Russell Crowe-style movie with Meg Ryan?
I don't know. A Scandinavian murder?
Yep.
Maybe?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Like a Vlad Zlikic or what's his name? Sven Larsson? One of those ones.
Something like that, yeah. You know, we can have anything.
Yep.
Really? A Baywatch?
A Baywatch.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I can see that. Right
hey, guys, can we get someone with a whole lot of wax in here, please? Studio One needs a bucket of wax, thanks. Johnny Coggle wants me in a Baywatch movie. Sorry.
We're going to call this show Back, Sack and Crack.
Oh, I love it. Surf's up, ladies.
I'm sorry, but we're taking it. Don't steal that anymore.
That's pretty good.
That's it. We need to trademark that ASAP. Hey, Johnny, if people want to get involved, where can they go?
Look, please go to the website sunnycoastshowdown.com.au. If you have an idea for a film, a short film or a reality show, and you can put your entry in there. You can submit up until Friday this week. It ends at the end of Friday.
Okay. Awesome. Entries close this Friday. sunnycoastshowdown.com.au. Get on board and have some fun. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
All right. Love you guys. Thanks.
See you, legends.